Nobody does it better than Regent Seven Seas Cruises. Enjoy all-inclusive, unrivaled luxury with unlimited shore excursions, indulgent cuisine, personalized service, and more aboard spacious all-suite ships. Visit rssc.com to experience the unrivaled.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Did you see this Astros video with Verlander mowing everybody down? I mean, it is good, dude. He is dealing. And he says he had to change his mechanics. It wasn't sustainable. So, it's cool. Verlander was a dealin'. Love that. And he said he had to change. He was too upright. It's extremely high and vertical and arched, he said. His release point was 7 feet, 2 inches off the ground at one point. He wanted to get back to a release point of six feet, God, 5 inches.
That's unbelievable to hear stuff like that.
Yeah.
That it's that specific.
Yes.
That it's that specific.
Yeah. That's a huge difference in height. That's where it started. And that's what I need. And that's what I intended to fix. Like I said, a bunch of other things I was anticipating popped up along the way, and I just kind of dealt with them. But man, was he dealing yesterday? Holy crap. He was crushing it. So their 2021 schedule has been released. I don't know why does Major League Baseball do this? In the middle of their season. Their season, this 2020 season hasn't even started yet, and they put out the 2021 schedule. How do you know who's going to? Baseball's so stupid. I don't know. Maybe, I guess, the hotels and the travel and everything they have to set up so far in advance. But basketball puts out their schedule a couple months before the season starts. I wrote an article about this. It's so stupid. How do you know who's going to be good? Don't you want your baseball? Who did they start with last year? Like Tampa or something, in Tampa.
Yeah.
And when they were coming off the World Series, they're starting in Tampa. What? I mean, that's so dumb. I mean, they should be playing the Yankees in the first game. Well, everybody's excited for opening weekend, I guess, so that doesn't really matter, right? Everybody's is excited for opening day. You're going to fill that up anyway, so why waste games? But basketball doesn't. Basketball wants a great start. They want Christmas Day to be wonderful. Baseball just doesn't get that. Memorial Day and Labor Day should be. Baseball should just own it, and they don't. And they're just dumb. They're just dumb. But anyway, the 2021 schedule is out. Are we going to have a full season in 2021?
I'm going to say yes.
Yeah,
I think so. I feel fairly confident. I mean, that's the only thing I feel confident about right now, but I feel pretty confident. I think all the results I've read is that the vaccines and the stages have been very positive. I haven't read a lot of like, ooh, this is a concern. They have the combination of the remdesivir and the steroids have been, it's one of the reasons you're seeing some of the mortality rates lower. I mean, along with obviously more positives. I mean, more testing is where you have more COVID cases, but that are actually unearthed. Obviously that has helped the numbers come down, but they also know how to treat it better. They've got better knowledge of it. And then once the vaccines come out, I think it's going to be a case of, it's always going to be a little scary for people. I saw that. I read that report that study that showed that type O blood seems to, at least in Italy, not be as susceptible to getting really sick, and type A blood was more susceptible to respiratory issues. Was something that came out in a report from Italy. Now there was only 682 people
that
were tested.
Italian blood now. I mean,
yeah, I can't speak. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know what the Italian
is. I'm sure it's
like
different in Sweden.
Mazzarella. But that's just a Jeffrey's thing. But, I feel like there's always going to be people who say, did you see there's a positive test on the Cleveland baseball team?
Yeah.
Whatever their name is going to be.
Well, whatever.
Are you sure?
Well, no. They're changing their name. They are.
Cleveland Natives?
They could be.
Yeah.
The native? Well,
no.
I don't know if natives is right. I don't think natives is going to be good. How about that the Redskins?
They're considering. This is not a done deal.
No, but how stupid. They're considering the Warriors.
Well, he wanted to name his arena team that he had stake in that never got off the ground the Warriors. So it's a name Daniel Snyder likes a lot.
Well, it's just, it hasn't really changed the Warriors are being asked to change their name from the Warriors.
Yeah.
Are they really Golden State?
Yeah. Well, Marquette did it. Well, of course, they had that.
You saw that picture.
But if you're a Warrior, why can't
Golden
you be
State,
a...
If you're Golden you come out and say, I'm sorry, does this...
Well, clink, I don't know their
clink,
history.
Clink, Warriors, come out to play.
Did they have Native American imagery at any point?
Warriors, come out to play. See?
See?
That doesn't seem... I didn't do any kind of Native American
stuff.
No,
you
didn't.
You put another affect on.
They even...
What?
No.
What does that sound like? True? Can I hear that?
Warriors, come out to play. Singing.
Why did you do that?
I don't remember.
With most things,
can
I
have your gavel? Because I really, we need to. Can you not do that anymore?
Warriors, come out to play. They literally play the scene from the guys going, doing the Warriors come out to play at the games. So, and the Warriors were a relatively good gang, right? They seemed like a kind of a nicer gang, if you will.
The Warriors? Yeah, they were lovable.
They were just trying to get back to Coney Island.
Yeah.
They had the vest with no shirts
on. Right.
The guy with the feather in his hair. Well, so.
I see. I don't know,
but that was the 70s. Anything would. That was, you never knew. That was just fashion.
The one
back
guy
then.
Looked like.
The bell bottoms.
Yeah.
Yeah, the one guy who was a little handsy with the ladies.
Yep.
He got arrested.
The Lizzies?
Well, then they got into a little, they didn't realize they got sabotaged by the Lizzies.
Right.
They got to pay attention to these names.
Right.
Like, this is a strange, what's going on here?
Right.
But then you had the guys with the baseball bats show up, the baseball Furies. They crushed them somehow. Yeah. They didn't have bats.
They didn't have any weapons, and they beat the guys with the bats.
Somebody running in on roller skates, which feels like an easy team to gang to defeat, the roller skating gang.
If you knock them down, they're going to lose.
And they get back up, and they're falling down. D.C. Turnbulls seem tough. That's what they should be, the Washington, D.C. Turnbulls, because that's the one that were riding in the bus chasing the Warriors. They look scary.
Huh.
They look like a scary, scary game.
See, but Daniel Snyder can fix all this, and he's going to just exacerbate the situation.
Look, you guys have forced me to do something I didn't want to do, but you're not going to completely make me do something I don't want to do. You probably just pick the Warriors because that's a name he likes. And that'll be the end of that.
Right. I like the Warriors, so I'm going to – that's fine.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. But that's the
Yeah, I don't know why Warriors is why.
Well,
why,
you could be a Warrior.
Yeah, specific to Native Americans.
Yeah, no, it shouldn't be. It shouldn't be.
No, I really shouldn't be.
No, I mean, there are Warriors throughout history.
Okay, I'm sorry. It's the Turnbull ACs. It's not DC Turnbull. So here's the gangs from the Warriors. This is what I think that Daniel Snyder should consider some of these names. The Gramercy Riffs, the Rogues, Turnbull ACs, the Orphans.
The Orphans.
I think if you really have any balls at all, you call yourself the Washington Orphans.
That would be totally sweet.
Yeah.
What would their logo be? A kid at a funeral?
Just some kid from the 40s like, hey, what are you making me an orphan for?
No.
Can I make the porridge and whatnot, sir?
No.
Got a little hat in his hand?
No, a kid would be sick. No, the kid just holds out more porridge. Sir.
More porridge.
Just a kid with porridge. That'd be the secondary logo.
Porridge, sir. So I came from the orphanage, and I got to finally see the Babe play baseball. The Lizzies?
Ooh, the Washington Lizzies? I don't know.
The Baseball Furies? Feel like that doesn't work in the football.
The Washington Furies?
What about the Punks?
The Washington Punks?
The Washington Punks. And then you have like an A for anarchy, but you can't do that. Anarchy's not really it's no longer a punk.
What's your logo,
thing.
A
it's
punk?
Like an Antifa thing.
Yeah, what's your logo?
Mohawks?
Mohawks, but only it's colored different color because it's somebody from London or New York. You can kind of, you can be like, hey, we changed the name. We changed the imagery. This is a punk. Like, but that's a Mohawk, though. It's a punk rock thing.
Yeah. Okay?
I got this from...
Well, but a black vest with no shirt on and the mohawk with the blue mohawk.
Washington Punks.
I like it.
He gets to sneak the mohawk in like he's real slick.
Yep.
No, he's going to go with the alliteration.
And then he's going to...
He's going to go with the alliteration. Washington Warriors. That's what he's going to do.
Yeah, that's terrible.
The alliteration
9-13,
always wins.
9-13.
Buffalo Bills. Houston Texans.
Knowledge is power.
That's just...
Well, can we rename the Texans? Because that's offensive.
To who? To everyone else?
Houston Headbangers. See?
The Houston Harries. The Houston...
Nah. Honchos.
Knowledge is power.
Why do you got to do that when...
Because he already said it. The Houston Horchata. That's a delicious drink.
The Houston...
Horchatas. What would the colors be?
Is that kind rum chata?
Cinnamon.
Is that rum chata?
Horchata and rum is rum chata.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it's delicious.
Houston Honchos?
Yeah, it's terrible.
We get a little...
It's terrible. Sounds just like something they'd come up with.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're thinking just like them.
But remember when we were first talking about the name and everyone wanted Houston Apollos? A lot of people wanted Apollos because of the space thing. I wanted Houston Humidity. I thought that was the realest name of all. And then when it was Houston Texans, because we had said, because some of the names, they put the names out there like, these are what we're deciding. And we thought, oh, not the Texans. Please don't let it be the Houston Texans. Please. They're not going to go with Houston Texans. That's too stupid. We've come up with a name. Houston Texans.
Were you guys?
Where they went out on a limb, and then they made red, white, and blue uniforms.
Were you guys really anticipating the announcement? And then when you got it, you're like, oh,
it was a big.
Actually, we were.
It was a big letdown.
Actually, it was a huge letdown.
Here's the color: steel blue, red, blood red, Liberty white, and like, this is just so predictable. Everything was so predictable, and I'm like. Houston's hometown legend, Clay Walker. I'm like, oh, I guess that's okay. And in year two, it's like,
I'm in Houston.
Year two, it's like, oh, it's still Clay Walker. Yeah. Year three, it's like, hey, Walker still. Year 17, Clay Walker, 17 years later.
What about Clay Walker playing in front of an empty stadium this year?
Everything's the same. Is he going to? You have to. It's tradition.
You have to. Clay Walker has to play.
Clay Walker has to play.
Will Clay Walker kneel?
Is he going to do it on Zoom?
Will Clay Walker kneel?
Clay Walker's not kneeling.
What?
At a football game.
9-16. What about Craig DeSurf?
Let me tell you what. Craig DeSurf is here for your... I want to speak specifically to your pickup truck needs, as a matter of fact. Craig DeSurf, and let me give you an idea of what some of these offers are. Craig DeSurf has got some deals on some pickup trucks that are going to be the Chevy Silverado, for example. Chevy Silverado you can get... Or I believe it's $5,000 dealer cash back. I'm pulling up the exact information here. But we're talking about getting the very best pickup truck, one of the very best pickup trucks you can get right there on the market. And they do have offers for you that are going to get you hooked up. And it's employee pricing is here right now. So make sure throughout July you take advantage of employee pricing. And I'm telling you, it's not just for employees. This is a real thing. Employee pricing is real. I remember asking Craig about it. He goes, no, it's not a gimmick. These are the prices that our own employees get. It comes around like two times a year, and now is one of those times. So if you're looking for an SUV model, if you're looking for a crossover vehicle, now is the time to shop on that GMC side. And, of course, you have the Chevy Silverado on the pickup side with also, as a matter of fact, employee pricing. So make sure that you go to LanceZCars.com. You can see all the vehicles they have in stock, like the brand new 2020 Chevy Silverado 1500 Crew Cab, short box, four-wheel drive, LT Texas Edition. That's right there on the front page, the very first one for you to take a look at. Go to LanceZCars.com, Gulf Coast Chevrolet Buick GMC in Angleton. They are here for you.
This is Carlos Correa, All-Star and World Series champion, and big fan of Gulf Coast Chevrolet in Angleton. No one will treat you better. Chevy, find new roads.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776, 713-780-3776. Is there anything you want to talk about? What about your league? They got a great response from the players for not that they can't exchange jerseys after the game. Apparently, a lot of players think that's a wise deal. Pretty smart.
Really? I would have figured the players would fight it.
Yeah, they are.
I saw a doctor who said, yeah, it sounds silly considering they've been playing football for 60 minutes, but he said, you know what? Limit any risk possible. If you're going to play football, which I think is dumb, the doctor pretty much said that, don't add any more risk. So the doctor's like, yeah, do it.
Yeah. Yeah, I can see. I guess, yeah, because it's going to be all wet and have all... Listen, if we're trying to keep droplets from each other, a soaking wet jersey is probably not something that you want to be passing to each other.
But you know what? I haven't read that sweat does it. Does sweat do it, or is it just that I've only heard through the nose?
There's no saliva.
Well, no, I've heard it's through the nose and mouth.
Yeah.
I have not heard sweat.
No, not me either. Well, I don't know. What about... Yeah, I guess through the nose and mouth because they
say... What about this? What about just to say, you know what? We can't do this, but how about we do one of the old school handshakes like on the playground? We spit on each other's hands and shake hands. And then do the handshake like that.
Like the 40s? Yeah. Hey, here's a deal. All right?
My word is my bond.
And yeah.
What if they do this? Shake on it. And they pull out a pocket knife and cut their hands like, hey, shaking it with blood. Like, well, that's safer than sneezing on each other.
Well, I never saw
blood.
I never saw a deal being made where people sneezed on each other. Okay, all right, it's a deal. No, Lance, that's never.
Say there, shorty. Would you like to switch out jerseys with me? Sure, Deshaun. All right, Julian. See, they're going to switch jerseys. Unity. Hands together.
He's doing unity.
Hands together, unity. Did you see Julian Edelman's Instagram post yesterday?
Yeah.
Where the whole time he had his eyes basically closed. I'm not sure what was going on with Edelman.
Maybe he was stoned.
It crossed my mind. I'll be honest with you. When I saw those eyes, I'm like, oh, this.
Dude, he's really. No.
When I heard what Deshaun said, I was a little bit taken aback. I didn't identify as Jewish until 2011. You got to watch the video. It's actually a very good video.
Yeah.
And he doesn't hatefully do stuff. He doesn't cancel him. He doesn't cry, F you, oh, never. Well, he doesn't pull a Malcolm Jenkins to Drew Brees. He basically just says, look, this is why it's hurtful. This is this. I want to invite you to come to Holocaust Museum. I will go to the African American History Museum and Center and Culture Center, and then we go grab some burgers and have those uncomfortable conversations after that.
I can't wait for Deshaun to go, okay, I'll go to your museum. Let's go to the Nation of Islam Museum. And
is there that museum there?
I don't know if there is. But let's just say they're less than accommodating.
Well, I'm watching right now a doc. I mean, it is pretty thorough, like 6 parts on the Civil War. Just watch that. There are some uncomfortable things in that thing. Uncomfortable.
Were you watching it?
At home.
No, I know that, but
it's on
service.
It's on Prime.
Okay.
It is thorough, and it doesn't pull any punches. Holy crap. And just watch that, Julian, and you'll get an idea of what the African American community was going through back in the day. So it is telling, and if I recommend it. It's long and it is detailed. It's not.
Keep acting like John's not trying to be part of the culture. Keep acting like that, Dale.
Why are you pointing at me?
You see that? You always doubt him.
Let me ask you something.
I am part. I
when he says
team
I'm
Team Jamel.
Yeah, exactly. Do you doubt
that's
that
the team? But
that is a team.
I keep thinking he's misnaming himself.
Are you when he says Team Jamel? Is that maybe a reason why you'd take him less seriously than you would normally?
I'll admit.
Yeah.
Plays into it.
Yeah. Or when he goes, I'm part of this community, and then he goes, oh.
Yeah, it doesn't help his cause.
Yeah. There are reasons you might not take him seriously.
I am part of the community. Okay.
See?
And the Jewish community.
How so?
He's not.
Yeah,
how so?
Okay. I can tell you.
Right. Go ahead. Tell us.
I manage a little league team in Bel Air.
What?
Yes.
Hey, gavel. Use the gavel. You're order. Out of order, sir.
Order.
Because you manage.
Yes.
We asked the jury and all listenership not to take into account anything that he just said. Strike it from your memory and do not use that in your deliberations, please. Thank you.
Yeah, that's right. That's exactly right.
Or so. You do use it and say, this guy can't be trusted. Mm-hmm. So any affiliation with something makes you part of the community?
Yeah. Yes. I assimilate, and you know what? I've been accepted and actually invited into the community.
Oh, so you've participated in Jewish and religious services?
Yeah, I absolutely have.
And John's been invited to the barbecue.
Which barbecue?
Luling's.
Oh, yeah. I'm part of that community, too. I'm absolutely part of that community.
Chad, all the crew.
Of course you're part of that
you've
community.
You've been part of that community for a while.
For a while now. That's
you've
right.
You've been part of that community.
And the Chinese community, obviously.
Why?
Ping, pong, whatever.
That's your neighbor
that
from years
help
ago?
Your cause. Were they even Chinese?
Yes.
Okay.
Your neighbor from years
Ping.
Ago.
So when.
And Ken.
Yeah, when Ken told you his name and you go, no, what's your name really? Do you think that was that makes you part of the community?
He's learned since. Bettered himself.
Right.
He's gone to different museums and
then
whatnot.
Once I became part of the community, I realized, you can be named Ken.
But you still say ping pong, whatever.
No, that was a different time.
No, he just said it.
That
was a different time because it happened 2 minutes ago.
Are you going to pull down the John Granato statue that's going up here at 1560?
Yes.
Is that what you're going to do?
I'd be the first one protesting.
Dale's got a pickup truck.
I will actually go rent a pickup truck, tie a rope, and drag that thing to the streets.
Listen, here's a DC name. This is actually a team, the Hereford Whitefaces. That's an actual team. Hereford Whitefaces football.
I just wouldn't do that one either.
The Robstown Cotton Pickers? Nope.
Zero.
Nope. That's not going to be.
These are all real
teams.
Here's
a mascot. Do you see this mascot?
Yes, it says the Mighty Arabs, but I think that is a team overseas.
You sure?
Yeah.
Could be.
Just, yeah.
The Mighty Arabs?
Just deducing from the picture, taking context clues. That is my
thought. The Robstown Cotton Pickers logo is less offensive than I would have imagined. It's just some cotton.
What were you thinking it was going to be in 2020, Dell?
Well, I don't
know.
What
do you think it was in 1964?
Well, those are the questions.
Is this a high school or where is this place?
That's a high school.
Okay.
High school football.
I wonder what, I mean, that is that labor. It's like wheat millers or whatever. That is a real labor.
That's a real thing.
That is a real staple crop. We just know what the association is.
Yeah, and they've embraced their mascot, which just appears to be, what is their mascot?
Just a ball of cotton.
Well, that's the logo.
What's their mascot?
Yeah. Is it just a high school kit and a cotton and a ball of cotton? I don't know. I haven't been able to find it. But there's an article about them embracing their mascot. I just haven't been able to find it. I would say that the Washington Redskins won't name themselves that.
Oh, it's a brief history of controversial mascots at Texas high schools.
Mm.
Most of them, pretty much all of them, are Native American.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty much all of them are Native American. Oh, wow.
So, the Robstown.
There's actually a team named the Central Orphans. 100 years of basketball, 1906 to 2006. There already is an Orphans.
Yeah, they're. I guess I've heard of that before. Yeah.
The Maniacs. Here's the top eight. Unbelievable mascots you'll never believe. This is an article. Ready? The Orofino Junior Senior High School Maniacs. Their name are the Maniacs. I mean, and there's the mascot, just somebody just going bananas with crazy hair.
I don't mind. What's the matter with Maniacs?
Like
I like it too.
Washington Maniacs works for me.
Why would you change that?
What's the problem with Maniacs? Okay. Would you like to do this one?
Which? I can't see.
This one.
Oh.
The Miets? You can't.
Named somebody the Freeburg Community High School, home of the midgets. Now, we say little people now. This was a thing. The dictionary defines it as sometimes offensive term for a very small person. We amend that to always offensive when paired with a mascot that looks like this. And he's got a mustache, but that's out there. The Cotton Pickers would be.
What's the name of this team again?
Which one? Freeburg?
Yeah. What are they called again?
Freeburg Community High School.
Oh, okay. Let me check out this mascot.
Yeah. Home of the.
Mm-hmm.
Then you've got the Cotton Pickers, Robstown Cotton Pickers.
Mm-hmm.
The Redskins, which is a high school, but you know, we've had Washington with that. The Orphans.
What's
Centralia
the matter with the
High School's mascot was voted the most original in the U.S. We think it could have won the award for the saddest, as it calls to mind, oh, you know, children whose parents have died. That's what this article says.
I'm looking at the Freeburg Community
High
School.
But this kid is pretty yoked. The mascot.
Yeah.
So the mascot for the Freeburg Community High School.
He looks happy.
He has a black eye and a mustache? The Freeburg Community High School?
Yes.
The what? Little person?
Yeah.
Does he have a black eye?
Yeah, he's a boxer. He has boxing gloves on.
Looks like that's a boxing glove.
Yeah, he has a black eye and a mustache.
Yeah, he had to fight his way out, I guess. I don't know. What
that should be the Orphans.
And red hair.
Yeah.
Which you already know, red hair.
That should
people,
be the Orphans.
Red hair people have, there's some, they have to scrap sometimes. Wow, I was wrong. I'm not sure how this is happening. The Coachella Valley High School. Is this the same Coachella?
Might be.
The Coachella Valley High School recently changed its... Now, this article is from... Let me see when this article is written, because it can't be now. This article was written in 2014. The Coachella Valley High School recently changed its mascot name from the Arabs, which is, you know, offensive, to the Mighty Arabs.
Yeah.
Well, they felt like the Arabs was offensive, so they said, let's change it to the Mighty Arabs.
So that we're not, so we can tell everyone we think that the Arabs are mighty.
Let's, now they updated
now that's
it.
Complimentary.
We updated it. Like, it's highly like offensive mascot, and also retired a belly dancing genie who was trotted out in games.
Yeah, they got rid of the mascot because the mascot. Oh my gosh!
Look, yeah, I saw the mascot.
Oh my god,
he's awesome.
Oh my, what the hell? Like, Saracen has been a nickname, and that can you call something the Saracens? Not Matt Saracen, but like. I've seen that nickname before. No one has an issue with that.
Real quick, let's get Carlos in here. He's got team names. Well, we'll find out on him, and then we'll get to
we got
one
a break
of,
real quick. What's your team name, Carlos?
Hello?
Hey, Carlos. What's your team name?
Hey, guys. Hey, I just came from Robstown from moving back to Houston.
Really?
And Cotton Pickers was all over. Cotton Pickers was everywhere in Robstown. It's a small town right outside of Corpus Christi. And you would think, 2000s, you know, y'all don't do anything different. But no, they talk. I mean, the Cotton Pickers is a real name. And derogatory that when the other team comes in, they get real, real, real derogatory on some of the names they call the team, the Cotton Pickers.
Wow.
Robstown doesn't have a dark origin. It's just literally a tiny South Texas farm town where cotton was the staple. My mom is from there. Also the birthplace of Texas Hold'em.
What?
Huh?
Texas Dolly didn't tell me that.
That's what Almighty Dollar says.
Huh. Interesting. Huh.
What's the Episcopal fighting Mont Blanc pens? Is that real?
It's not it.
It's time to talk about Doc Linville. What? Hair. Hair. Let's talk about hair. 975hair.com. 975hair.com. Are you follically challenged? I was. Fred was. We're not anymore. Okay. We got long flowing. Fred says longer flowing locks than mine. Mine seems to be a shorter than Fred's, but both feel great about what the doc did for us. Listen, you, my friends, you have the ability right now to do something that, and it's a much better. If you've tried it before, because I tried it before and it was like, oh my gosh, that was a terrible experience. And then I did it with Doc Linville and it was a great experience. It is something that it is easy. It is basically painless. It is quick. Fred was working that afternoon. I did mine on Friday, was back to work on Monday, had a great weekend. It's very simple. So if you're looking for a great way to get hair and you're sick of being bald, go see the doc. If you're thinning, he has the PSP, PRP. Whatever it is, and he's able to help you with that as well. So if you're looking for a great way to get hair, 975hair.com, 975hair.com.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
I'm in love with the cocoa. I'm in love with the cocoa.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Final two names from this school nickname stuff. By the way, the Mighty Arabs of that they have in the Coachella High School, it is a real, as somebody said, it's in California.
From California,
the
Coachella, California?
Yeah, and it's real. The
you would think with all the hippies and everything they've got going on that they would not be the Mighty Arabs. I don't know.
You would think.
Yeah.
One would think, but they did change the name.
They changed it?
From Arabs to Mighty Arabs.
Oh, Mighty Arabs. Right, yeah. Right. Well, they good for them.
They took the belly dancer out, apparently.
Right, and that mascot.
Yeah, then the Savannah R3 School District has the Savannah Savages. What do you think the mascot
I'm
on gonna the
go
school
Native
website
American.
Is? That's right. That's right, Dale. But the face is kind of, you know, it's got like a dark shadow across part of it.
Well, that's surprising.
Yeah. And then the Laurel Hill Hobos. Their logo is, as you would think, a man with a stick.
And a bandana on
he's
the
got a bandana
end
with clothes in it. He's got a basketball. He's dribbling with his left hand.
Is he riding the rails?
No, he's not riding the rails, but he does have a jacket, a hat. He's got a cigarette. Looks like his face is all dirty. Mm-hmm. And he does have the Lobos T-shirt on, which is good.
Mm-hmm.
So,
man, back in the day, you could make some good mascots.
They also have a hobo festival in Laurel Hill,
Florida. My favorite mascot
That's
ever
Florida.
Might be the Mighty Arabs.
Their mascot was aggressive.
Yeah,
I don't really get the Orphans. The Orphans also were the worst gang in Warriors.
The Orphans are the ones that should have the black eye and the boxing gloves.
Instead of the meat, yeah, instead of the little people.
The little person.
Why? Because orphans get beat up by...
Well, yeah, because they're always in scraps.
Yes, don't call me an orphan.
Yeah.
Yeah, I see that.
Not like they're tough.
Why I gotta...
Mom and dad died. I gotta fend for myself.
Can you... like, if you're an announcer for a game, and the team's nickname is the little people, but they're using the M word for it, do you call them that in the game, or do you go? You just call them by the high school name. Like, you've done play-by-play.
Yeah. An example. Like, play-by-play. Yeah. How do you get out of that?
You don't.
You can't.
Me at basketball. Going the other way.
or you just go the high school name, right? You can do... That is... That's another... That's another...
Turnover by the menu. What?
That's another
what?
Houston Texan. Houston...
Houston... First down.
Yeah.
Sorry, that's... What do you want me to do? Well, are people calling... Are saying Redskins? They say Redskins,
yeah,
don't they?
That's true. Yeah,
that's their
true.
Name.
That's true. Except for those papers who don't write their names
right.
anymore.
Right, but the announcers
say
do.
Yeah, they do.
If a basketball... Really, a basketball... Their high school basketball names are... Midgets are getting killed on the boards today. They've given up so many offensive rebounds, like...
They have
order in the court!
They have a real height disadvantage tonight.
They're trotting out their small lineup. No. We can't say that. No.
Surprisingly, small ball is their thing.
Yeah.
Undersized lineup. Like,
could the Rockets...
You know,
okay, what NBA team?
You know the head coach is some progressive guy who came down from New York, and he's like, please let me have a taller team this year.
Yeah. How ironic. They've got a 7-foot player.
Get on the ground after the ball.
Hey, you got to say it. Justin wants to talk about team names. What's up, Justin?
Hey, brother. I got a couple different situations I want to get y'all's opinion on. Here, I live in Grove, right here by Beaumont, Fort Natchez. I don't know if y'all seen this, but Fort Natchez Indian High School, mm-hmm. man, it's a long, long standing tradition. And now, let me get to, first of all, they got permission. I'm guessing their mascot, Indian Spirit, it's a high school kid that's voted and chosen every year. I'm talking, you know, full headdress, full everything. They actually got permission from the Cherokee tribe chief. Oh, some years ago, like a long time ago. Well, now the chief has submitted a letter and saying that they do not honor that agreement anymore, and they want them to change the name. So there's a big deal going on over here in Fort Natchez.
Mm.
Sign a petition and everything. I mean, I'm sure they're going to probably make them change the name. So, you know, I kind of want to get y'all's opinion on that.
Are you amongst a bunch of cattle?
No, I'm in a. I'm sorry. I'm actually in a, I'm an equipment operator. I'm actually in my equipment right now.
Oh. Oh. It sounds like it's
yeah, Justin has called in quite a bit. It's all, it, yeah, I've heard that noise quite a bit.
Yeah.
My other thing is there's another small town. You might have heard about this, I don't know, 3 or 4 years ago in Evadale, Texas, where they actually brought the school district to court because they said that they could not put Bible verses on the paper banners that the players bust through and pray before games. That the school district tried to shut them down on the prayer and everything. And the cheerleaders and everybody else, you know, that wanted it to stay in place, brought the school district to court and actually won their case. I don't know if y'all heard of that or not, but anyway, the Evadale Rebels are their mascot, and their flag is a Confederate flag, and they're not nowhere in the news about anything changing nothing. And I don't know if one's, you know, worse than the other or whatnot. Anyway, I just kind of want to get y'all's opinion on that, about the, you know, mainly I guess about the chief agreeing to that years ago, and now he's going back and,
well,
and taking, you know, trying to take it away.
Well, is it a different chief? It's a different time. So I mean, if they don't want you to use their name, the Indian name anymore, then you shouldn't use the Indian name anymore.
Yeah, I'm looking up Evadale Rebels on their, yeah, that Confederate flag is everywhere. It's on the floor in their sports complex, it looks like. It's on the walls.
The Rebel flag is?
Yeah, they're all in. And it's a, like you said, it's a small town. I don't know how many people even care about it. Well, it's in Jasper County, so.
It's in Jasper? Nobody's going to complain about it.
Yeah, southwest tip of Jasper County.
Well, I mean, other teams that come in might complain about it, right?
Yeah, I don't know the demographics of their opponents. Who knows?
Interesting. Listen, if the chief now wants to take it, then you know what, and you change it anyway. I mean, if it's offensive, change it. I mean, what's the fight? What's really the fight?
Yeah, I'm looking at images of the Port Neches Groves Indians, and he's right. Now the colors are purple and white, so the headdress is purple. It's just some white high school kid in full Native American garb.
He hasn't done anything with his skin, has he?
No, thankfully he didn't go into brown face.
Yeah,
but at least the kid I'm looking at, yeah, it's a lot. And I guess if the chief wants it gone, I guess you may be at here, or you sue to not have it done. Who knows?
Yeah, he's in full headdress. That's for sure. That's a big outfit he's wearing there. Big outfit. 8944 ESPN 97.5 713-780-377. Oh, you know what tonight is, Lance?
Sugarland Skeeters night.
That's right, baby.
Skeeters are, golly, baseball. To me, baseball is officially back right now. And when I tell you, I want you to listen carefully to this because this is really, really cool. The Sugarland Skeeters are not only back tonight, there are four teams in the Constellation Energy League. Now, these four teams are not independent team baseball players. They're made up of A and double A players, A ball and double A players, and not just any. 21 players have already reached the big leagues. 13 were former first round picks. You had 5 who are in the top 100 prospects in Baseball America. These are legit talents. And Roger Clemens is going to be the manager of Team Texas. You got Pete Incaviglia and Greg Swindell are both managers. And then Dave Island, who was a pitching coach for the Royals in 2015, he is the final manager. 4 managers with Major League Baseball experience. You got social distancing allows for just 2,000 fans a night. So you're going to have plenty of space in a beautiful ballpark with great food and beverage. The stadium is thoroughly cleaned each and every game. And here's one of the best parts. Tickets start at just $9. Make sure that you get out there. If you're interested in a suite, they will do it upright for you in that suite as well. Go to SugarlandSkeeters.com for all the information that you need. And make sure that you get out to the park. Get your family out there. Let the kids run around a little bit. SugarlandSkeeters.com.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. This team nickname thing is really taken off. I'm looking at the history of the Red Tails, and it's something that listen, Daniel, again, I just think Daniel Snyder will hit a huge home run. Huge home run. If he would name him the Red Tails. We got guys who want to get in. Eric is next. What's up, Eric?
Hey, what's up, guys?
How you doing?
From, I'd say, 25 minutes away from Robstown. And we play football against them and everything. I don't think they had a physical mascot. They were just, you know, referred to as the Cotton Pickers, which, by the way, they're probably the worst team in Texas. But either way, they're also the most racist team in Texas. They're primarily, you know, Hispanic, and growing up Hispanic, I would understand everything they would say in Spanish. So, yeah, it's a pretty toxic place there.
It is. Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
All right, man. And they weren't very good on top.
So you going to talk all that trash and suck?
Yeah. You going to be... Really?
You're going to be that terrible, and you'd be quiet if you're going to be that bad.
Yeah.
Craig in the 409 says New Berlin. There's a place called New Berlin, Illinois, and they've got the New Berlin pretzels. I mean, you want to talk about the worst mascot name ever? Like, hey, guys, you've got to be pretzel worthy. You don't have that fighting pretzel spirit. Like, what kind of pep rallies are those when everyone like, come on, everybody, on Friday, we're going to tie them up in knots with the way that we do it with our great quarterback, Wally Rembach, here with the fighting New Berlin pretzels. And the pretzel spirit.
The mascot is just as sad as you might imagine.
That's all it is.
It is. It's just a twisted pretzel?
Yeah. And it's not a full mask. It's like they dropped a twisted pretzel on someone's head, and then the rest of it, he could dress however he wants. Like, it's not a full body mask uniform. It's just like, hey, we're going to put this pretzel head
on
you.
Guarantee they haven't won a district championship for over 30 years. How could you?
It instills fear in you.
How could you?
That
you
pretzel
can't, there is
creepy.
No intimidation. Like, who are y'all playing? Pretzels. Oh, y'all got the pretzels this week? That team's always down.
You got to buy.
Every week, there's no energy. Jeff Van Gundy would have killed that team.
Oh.
We got a very low energy team.
What did he call his the second grade girls team? The flighty, clawing rats.
Gnawing rats.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Jeff Van Gundy would come up with a better name.
Yeah.
Washington Gnawing Rats.
That would be awesome. What about Chris? Chris, what's going on?
Guys, how y'all doing this morning?
Good. How are you?
Hey, good. First off, I got to say, the Orpin jokes this morning had me rolling. That was hilarious. good impressions on that. But I got a nickname for the Redskins. How about we call them the Washington Snowflakes?
Hmm.
Huh. I don't think that's going to pass. I mean, I could see.
What is the.
The logo is easy, obviously.
But what is the worst group in human history?
Well, according to Jim Jeffries, it's the Millennials.
The Millennials.
So Washington Millennials?
In 50 years, they're going to be the old bigots.
Yeah. His scene is like, remember when men used to have vaginas and women used to have penises in the old days and everything was fine. And now my son identifies as an Asian female who wants to be with a black robot. No, it's not right.
At 9:52 ESPN, the Snowflakes. No, they're not going to be the Snowflakes.
And to be fair, the only reason the name got changed is because a big corporation said, we're not going to give you any more money.
Yeah, I'd be naming them the FedEx.
Whatever FedEx
delivery.
Wanted.
Yeah. The Washington deliveries. The Washington. Keep that money. Yeah, keep that money coming in. Keep that money coming in, FedEx.
The Washington Fly. Why not? The Red Tails is perfect.
Daniel Snyder ain't going to take anybody's suggestion into account.
It's going to be the Warriors.
He's
an idiot. He's just an idiot. Because they're just going to go, really?
They have one in another sport, too. That doesn't even make sense.
Now, he can still use the old spear that they used to have without just the spear on the helmet.
Can you?
Yeah.
Maybe. I guess.
You know people are going to be waiting, looking to pick it over. Why would you even take a chance?
Well, Spears, it does have feathers on it. So
yeah, I don't even know why he would even take the chance.
Because he doesn't care. He has not cared what anyone has thought about the Redskins forever. And now he's just being forced to because FedEx. If it wasn't for FedEx, none of this would be happening.
Okay, so I want to, so real quick, see what you guys think of this. The Daily Meal website, they've got a top six. They got the top food trends over the last 6 months, just 2020. See if any of these sound good. Top winter food trends. So that would have been January, February for most people, I guess. For us, it's probably a couple
there's
weeks.
There's no such thing.
Number five was Tantan Ramen, which is going to be really good. Sausage, egg, and cheese sandwiches on a biscuit. Yeah. Like, what is this? Is a trend? Yeah, sausage, egg,
that's
and cheese
trending.
Is always a delicious thing. Barbecue burgers, where you put barbecue sauce on a hamburger.
No.
Not at all. I mean,
not about it.
I guess. New England clam chowder, where you put it in a bowl of bread. And then number one was, you may remember,
Popeye's chicken sandwich.
Remember how good that
the
is,
greatest
though?
Chicken sandwich
where they
known
make it spicy?
To man.
What a trash ass website.
Well, now, was that not?
Yeah.
How important was that in our lives, the Popeye's chicken sandwich?
Maybe a month and a half or so. Yeah.
Well, who is
people
our
were
lives?
Drying. People were killing each
was
other.
Was it in here in our lives? I like the chicken sandwich fine. I had a
quarter of one once.
Yeah, we made fun of you because you didn't even eat a whole one.
Oh, no, yeah, y'all had to
Martin
share
Martin bought
it.
One.
Yeah, y'all had to
and
share
And he brought it to Luling's and we had to share it.
But why would he buy one?
Why would he share it? I would have eaten it in the car.
I'm
and
so
giving it into you
disgusted
hobos.
Disgusted with him.
Remember
yesterday I told you Martin was a bad person?
Yeah, that's you said why. He's one of the worst people.
Yeah.
Top spring food trends. Plant-based sausage breakfast sandwich.
Sounds terrible.
No. Nope.
I like the winter trend more. If we're going to do breakfast sandwich. Spicy spring trend number four. Chicken sandwiches. Still hot. Number three, sausage burritos. Number two, bacon, egg, and cheese biscuits. Now, that's a trend I can get behind. Number one.
So we went from sausage, egg, and cheese to bacon, egg, and cheese?
And plant-based
what
sausage.
A trend.
And plant-based. This wow. Website's stupid.
Pork
number one,
pork
donuts.
Living.
Donuts are trending?
Donuts were up 214%
in the
spring.
Why are you on a website?
I thought I was going to get something really good. Vegetable wraps, shrimp and grits for breakfast? Breakfast trend, shrimp and grits. Have you ever heard of that?
Yes.
For breakfast?
No.
Southern.
Shrimp, though? I've heard of grits.
No, shrimp and grits.
Shrimp and grits for breakfast?
You ain't Southern. That's why you don't.
You don't know nothing.
Potato pancakes.
Lance, let me ask you a question while you're reading off random foods.
Yeah.
Would you have a lemon pepper wet pizza?
A what?
A lemon pepper wing pizza.
Ooh.
I don't really like lemon pepper.
I love lemon pepper wings.
I don't dislike it. There's just so many better.
I'm a big rub wing guy. I'm not sauce anymore.
Yeah.
I'm all about rub.
You need to go to Atlanta because that's some dude is making lemon pepper wet
wing
pizzas. Like he would have like obviously chunks of lemon pepper, whether it be the seasoning or the actual wing itself, chunks of the chicken.
Yeah.
And then he puts a couple wings in the middle of the pizza as well.
The wings or just the meat off the wings?
Well, the meat off the wings.
Probably the whole wing.
The meat off the wings for the pizza like, as a topping, and then as an extra bonus, he would put
a couple wings.
Wow. I'll show you the
pizza. See, I know the Italians people who've been to Italy get real fussy about, no, you don't understand. The best pizza ever is in Napoli or wherever, right? Okay, that's fine. I've never been. I'm sure it's really, really good pizza. But it's also okay for me to have a meat lover's pizza. There are lots of delicious meat on it.
Pizza Hut has one.
What?
Pizza Hut lemon pepper wings recipe. Oh, lemon pepper wings.
Yeah.
Not
this
good.
Guy was had a. I'll show you the picture.
Huh. You could throw most anything on a pizza.
Yeah. Yeah, you can. Yeah. I mean, if you could put
pineapples
on a pizza.
I know the Italians won't like it, but you can do it.
You can do it. It's stupid, but you can do it. Let's get Donnie in here. Hey, Donnie. What's going on?
Hey, how's it going?
Good, man.
Yeah, I was my ex-wife went to Port Neches Groves and wore those Indian headdresses, so I'm absolutely in favor of them changing that. Man, I had to live with that. The first half of my marriage with that, it was awful. I mean, that town lives and breathes. Now, that school and Indian stuff is all over the place.
Look,
ridiculous.
This is what they have on the
scalp.
They've got a sign that says scalp them, like up at like a school sanctioned Like, have we gotten the Scalpem sign in yet? We've already paid for that. It's supposed to wrap around.
So everywhere it is, huh?
It is everywhere. I mean, when I was a senior in high school, we played them in football. And so when we went back there for her high school reunion, man, I had to hear that all the time because we ended up losing to them. Oh, my God, it was awful.
Yeah.
It was awful. So absolutely it needs a change. Needs the change, though.
And they're pretty good, aren't they? Port Neches Groves is always good, aren't they?
Yes. Well, they were back in the day. I don't know if they still are. They used to be the big.
Yeah.
They're like the big team.
Yeah. Well, that's because you got your ass kicked all the time, Donnie.
Back in the 90s.
That's because
back in the 90s is when it
was.
Yeah. So you used to get your ass kicked all the time. That's why.
His ex-wife was part of it. That's why.
Yeah, his ex-wife was part of it. Exactly.
Yeah. Oh, that. Well, yeah. Change it. And she was the Indian?
She was the Indian, yeah, she was on their drill team, and their drill team had those big headdresses as well. I mean, it was awful.
Oh, yeah. Anything your ex-wife was involved in, get rid of it. Beat it. Donnie, we appreciate it. 713-780-3776.
Does anyone throw shade at ex-wives on the show?
No, a lot of guys throw shade at their wife. Their actual wife.
Their current wife. Yeah, well, she can't hear.
Yeah, actually, yesterday one got one.
Didn't Mito throw shade at his wife that turned into his ex-wife really quickly?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, they got married.
They were married for 6 months or something?
Yeah, they got married and she ruined it, so he had to leave.
Yeah.
They were together for like years and then they got married. I guess she ruined it according to him and he had to go.
So as soon as they get ruined, as soon as they get married.
Well, I've been saying that privately for years.
That's why, Del. Maybe you're onto something here.
I've been saying.
You might be onto
something.
People
keep fighting me on it.
9:59. Nobody's fighting Jeff Aronoff, okay? Listen, Jeff Aronoff is a beast in the marble game. Marble, tile, granite, anything rock hard. Jeff Aronoff is a king. He is a kingpin. And not necessarily, you know, like a cartel kingpin, but more like, you know, he's just a boss. He is a marble boss. And if anything that you need done, and it's got to be a big job, people. It's got to be, okay, we're renovating our entire bar. It's got to be, we need to redo this entire bathroom. We need to redo this outdoor patio, outdoor kitchen. We need to redo this room, this entire room with granite, marble, whatever it is. All your countertops. That's what Jeff Aronoff is here for. He puts in entire vanities for hotels. That's what Jeff Aronoff does. So there's a, you know what? There's no job too big, but there are plenty of jobs too small. Jeff Aronoff is here for you. He can renovate and redo whatever it is and make it look great and sell. Okay? Because if you don't upgrade, guess what's going to happen? You're never going to be able to resell. 713-880-2822. 713-880-2822. It's absolute marble and granite.
ESPN 97.5.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.